Twins and Royals. What kind of a day would Miguel Sano have? He's 6-for-13 with 2 home runs and 9 RBI against the Royals this year. And here he is in the top of the third.
The pitch, a swing and a drive into left field and deep. Gordon going back. Gordon at the track, at the wall. It is gone, a home run. I told you the right guy was coming up. And that guy just gave the Twins the lead.
He's delivered in the clutch. 350 is average with runners in scoring position. Driven hard to the left field corner. Buxton will score, and Sano's got 4 ribbies already today.
There's Lorenzo Cain to bat. And there's a line drive, left field hit fairly well. Rosario turns back, runs, and it's gone. Lorenzo Cain with a bullet line drive home run. And he gets his first of the year.
He's driven in 4 already today. And he will come up here to face Moylan with Dozier at second and 2 down. Driven to right, a base hit. Sano's 3rd run producing hit of the day.
There's a 5 RBI day for Miguel Sano.
1-2, 2 outs. Twins by 2 in the 9th. And the pitch, strike 3 called. A fastball at 94. And the Twins win again.
Paul Molitor's Twins able to come out on top against the Royals on Sunday 7-5, thanks in large part to a big day by Miguel Sano. Here's Molitor on the victory.
Today's game a little delayed with the weather, but we got it in, which was good. And, Phil had another good day, I think, overall. We had a little trouble with a couple fly balls that, you know, weren't hit particularly well that fell in between us, and one started a rally that Hosmer hit, and Perez got the double, and we kind of had to work to minimize there, but Phil did a good job. He's been doing well as far as keeping major damage down. Miggy got us back in the game after a couple of nice walks. He had a heck of a trip. I don't know how many hits he had or RBIs, but they're piling up. He's been a big force for us, and then he follows it up with 2 RBI singles as well. So we got enough of a lead where we could go to the bullpen, and Preston got a big out, Rogers and Belisle and Kins off the perfection mark of his ERA, but he was able to hang on. So go home feeling pretty good about what we did in Texas and Kansas City.
You guys are getting on ahead of Sano too, giving him a chance to make it.
Opportunities that come up, and when a guy's swinging the bat well and he's as hot as Miggy's been, you hope that he comes up in those situations. But he's taking a good approach. He struck out the first at bat, but he came back and he was ready to hit the next time. And, the pitch he lined to left off the lefty, and then staying inside the pitch from Moylan and shooting it to right. He's tough to pitch right now. He seems to be handling all quadrants of the strike zone fairly well.
Miguel Sano has been red hot, to say the least. He goes 3-for-5 with a home run and 5 RBI in the Twins' victory against the Royals on Sunday. That makes it his 4th consecutive multi-hit game. Here's Sano on his performance.
My focus is to hit the ball hard and try to beat some guys to the home plate and pull the team winning all the time. And I got the chance when I see the guy, I think, to hit in 3 hole, and I got a moment and opportunity that can hit the ball to both sides.
And you took that opportunity today. And in your last 4 games, you have 3 home runs, 11 RBI in 3 games. Describe the rhythm and the groove you have been in the last 3 games.
I working really hard with my hitting coach every day in the road in Andy. And I try to put everything in pro that teach me in the game, and I try to make a great job every day and do my job, in defense. I working really hard with Gino, and then when I come out, I try to pull those guys teach me, put in pro. Like at Tati this year, they teach me hit it more to the right field, and then this is what I'm doing now.
And you guys had a good road trip, too. It was shortened a little bit with the rain out, but you won 4 of 5 games after some struggles at home. How big was this for you guys to come out on the road and get 4 wins in 5 games?
The team lost a couple games at home, and I think so they got everything now. Everybody got positive all the time, good mentality, and play the real game. It's like that. Play hard, run the base hard, hit the ball, and try to make a good defense and good pitches, the pitchers when he pitch. And this is what everybody doing now. Everybody got a great moment and try to win every day.
Max Kepler goes 1-for-3 with a run and an RBI in Sunday's 7-5 victory against the Royals. Here he is on the win.
I'm trying to be patient with my bat, see a lot of pitches, work the count, and just see how I can get on in any way.
defensively, you had a solid game. Two really good catches in particular. Brandon Moss in the fourth inning. That was close to being a three-run home run. Can you describe the adjustment you made on the ball and how you made the catch?
You know, I started off the bat pretty well, opposed to the night before where Morales hit that one into the lights. He didn't get all of it. And then Merrifield squared up a ball that was hit, I think, a little better than that. But I was calm. I didn't overthink or panic at the wall, and I think that's what got the job done.
We've just wrapped up the month of April with games. You guys finished 12-11, gave us a lot of positives. Describe how you felt about the month of April for the Twins.
Awesome. You know, we made progress every day, you know, win or lose. We always came together as a group, and that's the best thing about it. You know, we're growing as a family, and the vibe's always great regardless of the result. And that's what I'm excited about.
Minnesota resumes on Tuesday as they host a series against the Athletics. Monday, the Royals will stay in Kansas City to kick off a series against the White Sox.